Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Angela Butler. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm the host, Angela Butler. It's good to see you. We have a special guest coming on tonight. This afternoon, Mr. Mix. Stephen, Mr. Mix. He's worked with Beyonce and Lady Gaga as their producers, and he's worked on a number of films. So stay tuned.
Yeah, fortitude, survive of all tribulations, you know what it is? It's my game, survivor, come on.
Yeah, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor. I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord, I'm a survivor.
Hey. My word is brand new, I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shoes. You can listen to the news, the words that I utter. I testimonies of good, better times in the past. I had my back to the wall and praises to God. I break the four walls, I broke on the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this, my enemies is on your knees. Stack to the ground like glue, listen to the tune. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only Genesis, but also read Matthew. I tough lots of forces, I can scale through. Now I got money like the rain, dropping a meal like showers. I struggle to stay alive, don't dive in the pool of yet. Cause if I can survive, so you can believe in yourself.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord, I'm a survivor. I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord, I'm a survivor.
Memories bring me back, histories of the past. I cannot voice my stories into lyrics, listen to me. The battle is over, let the burden be put off my shoulder. I'm strange today, so please don't mind the way I behave. Don't mind my manners, for my heart is now white, sad, and gray. You may call out my name, I might cast your memories back to yesterday. I was waiting, contemplating, debating, yearning for liberty. Here I come today, yeah, what more can I say? I spring to agitation, I yearn to addiction. Regardless where my heart took me back to the class of horizon. At the end, I crossed the bridge, sharing my experience way back when I was in gorgeous. Before now, it's tangled, I survived. I'm a leader, I'm a leader, you know what it is, yeah, come on.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
All right, listener, you listen to X40, Single Survivor. Don't forget to check him out on ReverbNation.com and to buy his CD. Next, we're going to listen to Spend My Life by Fareed Braxton.
It's a love song.
Talk with Angela Butler. Is this Mr. Mix?
1-2-1-1-6-1-8.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing?
Is this Steven? Steph,
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm
right,
actually one
you.
Of your Facebook friends. I'm just listening.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick hit the love song. Quick hit the love song.
Spend my life with you. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
she's gone. I've been living a lie when I should have been living the truth, yeah. Oh, damn, 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 damn. My baby's gone, yeah.
listeners, we're waiting on Mr. Mick, Mr. Steven. He should be calling in shortly. Let's listen to some more music.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to 3-Way Entertainment, Grind Time Music Group. What's happening, B?
What's happening?
My boy Haitian boy over there.
I don't know what you're with him.
And me?
What they call
me? They call me Mr. November, man. Big money getting, freestyle writing, you can call it good written. Your beat could be a victim, bitches, I fuck them. Haters, just forget them, done on the waistline. I'll go flip them. Niggas, I'm sick, but I didn't.
All right, is this Mr. Mig?
This is Mr. Mig. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
What's that?
Good to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, and you?
I am doing fantastic, fantastic.
Okay, all right. We have a lot of listeners waiting on you.
Well, I am right here. Let's go.
Okay, all right. How long have you been in entertainment?
I have been in the music business since 1998. I'm not telling you how old I am, but I've been doing this for a long time. I was young, and that was my breakthrough year.
Okay. Which instruments do you play?
What instruments do I play?
I
mainly play keyboard. I play drums, keyboards, guitars. I do vocal arrangement, vocal production. I sing. So I guess that's an instrument, too. So I guess it was probably 4 instruments.
Oh, wow. What do your parents say at first about your career choice?
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear you.
What did your parents say at first about your career choice?
Oh, what did they say? With their mouth or their hands?
Both.
You know, they really supported me as a kid with my music, but when it came time for me to actually, that I am going to give up finishing college, because I was at university, and just decided that my heart wasn't into the education as much as it was into my music, they were not thrilled about it. However, many years later, looking back, they now understand that sometimes you just have to do what your heart tells you, and they're proud. So they're happy. It makes me happy, and it all turned out well.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. I'm glad everything's turned out well. It's obviously turned out very well. What was it like working on the Yes Men and Fix the World?
Which record was that?
The Yes Men and Fix the World. Was that one of yours?
No.
Okay, all right. Excuse me, that was my error.
Okay.
have you always been able to have steady work?
You know, since I've been in this business, you know, I have been very blessed. I've been busy. I am always working. Like I said, it's been about how many years is this now? 98, 2008. It's been about 14 years of me working completely in the business. So I would say that it's been pretty steady. I mean, I'm not going to say like any business, you know, whether you own a restaurant or a gas station or whatnot, it's always going to have its you know, busy times, its peak times, and its slower times. But for me, thank goodness, it's been pretty steady ride, and always pushing to make it busier.
Always pushing to make it busier.
Yes.
What was it like working
Absolutely.
With the talented Beyonce?
You know, I did several dance and remix productions for her and for Matthew, her father. Great guy. She's awesome. It was, it's always a great experience. It's top-notch talent, and it's always great when you can take one of their records and turn them into a big club hit, as we've done with a few records, including Diva, which is one of my more well-known Mr. Make club records. But overall, a great experience. Every time I work with Music World, I've done a lot of work for them on Beyonce, Michelle Williams, Kelly Rowland, just a lot of their artists. So it's always been a great experience.
Is there someone you would like most to work with?
You know, the answer to that question is, if you would have asked me a year ago, I would have said yes, but it has since happened for me. The pinnacle of my and the highlight of my career and life as a music lover, fan, producer, writer has been basically took place back in September of last year when I got to work with the legendary funk pop group called The System. And they had some big hits when I was much younger, one being Don't Disturb This Groove. And, you know, they worked on so many different artists other than themselves, like Chaka Khan. And David Frank went on to produce Christina Aguilera. So they were a musical inspiration for me. And back in September, they actually had given me a call and wanted me to do a dance record with them. So I had them in my studio, and it was just an amazing experience. So that would have been my biggest wish list, you know, request, and it happened. So at this point, I don't know. When you've been, you know, kind of like wishing over something like your entire life, and like there's even a video that's on YouTube, and how I had basically said this was a 25-year waiting period for me to get to this point, that finally happened. I was extremely happy, ecstatic, and just like in another world. So at this point, I don't know. I mean, I just love working with talent, and hopefully, I continue to work with some of the, you know, the big names. I had worked with some very big artists before they were big. I mean, and one including Taylor Swift. I had produced two records on her, one called Lucky You, one called Smoky Black Nights. And, you know, a few years after we worked on those records, you know, look where she is now. So,
yeah.
It's always great to get to work with amazing talent.
Yes. You also, I believe, worked with Lady Gaga.
I did a remix for Lady Gaga with my partner, DJ producer Mike Rizzo. We worked on a song called Video Phone. It was Gaga and Beyonce together, and we basically turned out a really, really cool dance club record for them. So we didn't work directly with Gaga in the studio on that. It kind of had her vocals and, you know, was given them by the label, and we assembled a really great club record for her. So.
Oh, okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got to work with the person you would, the group you would want most to work with. You named them. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You know, it's funny. I actually had a conversation about that with my partner and with some colleagues. And, you know, within the next 5 years, I mean, my career has gone from writing and producing, and I've done, you know, commercials and spots for different corporations like Tide and Sony and Reebok. And, you know, I've kind of accomplished a lot of things that, when I was younger, I could only dream of would ever be able to accomplish. But now I've kind of set out on this DJ journey. Unlike most of the guys that specialize in my genre of music, which is primarily electronic and pop, I did not start out as a DJ. I started out as a songwriter and artist and producer. And about 5 years ago, I picked up DJing actually because I was kind of thrown into it. I was asked to DJ an event for Michelle Williams and Sony Music for her album release party because I had done her dance record, We Break the Dawn, which was a very well-known dance record that summer. But that has since led me into this next leg of my career. So in the next 5 years, I would love to see myself on some billboards heading into Atlantic City or into Vegas, basically to DJ some of these bigger events. And also with my label that my partner and I started last year called Global Groove Entertainment, you know, to just keep building our catalog and to just, you know, have better and better and more elite artists join the team. So, I mean, there's a lot of goals, but in general, I mean, those are two of them. But, of course, the overall goal is just to continue to be able to make music and to make my living doing it and, you know, support my family that way. And that's always the near goal.
Okay, we talked about your goals and different things, who you most like to work with. My next question is, how did you get your start? I should have asked that from the beginning. But how did you get your start? Would you tell my listeners?
Yeah, I mean, how I got my start, I mean, I wish I could really, really shorten this, but it's, you know, as most of your listeners are going to understand this statement, it's a story. It's a long story. And it took many, many years from the time that I decided that I wanted to do this, and it was not an easy ride. It was, you know, I had those moments of tears and, you know, upset and disappointment and, you know, banging my head against the wall and just saying, hey, you know, I'm talented and I think I'm talented and I think I have what it takes, but why is nothing being offered to me or received the way I would like? So it was probably an 8-year journey from the time that I just got out of high school. Like I said, I ended up in college for a year or two and, you know, left in the middle of that. But the short route is that I just started putting it out there that I wanted to produce local acts, and I started gaining a local reputation in the Philadelphia area for being a young producer that, you know, was pretty much at the time, I guess, considered on my game and easy to work with. And I built a small production company that eventually led me to other things. And, you know, in the daily grind, it led me to doing demos for certain people that had certain connections that were trying to push their own projects, but of course brought me along with them being their producer and co-songwriter. And that led me to meeting my then entertainment attorney, who became my manager, and we got our big break after about 3 years of working together at that point. And it actually happened with a country artist named Leanne Sims, where I ended up being asked to turn this country record, which was number 2 on the Billboard charts, to a dance pop record, so that pop radio would listen
say?
To her and cross
it
over.
Who did you say?
I'm sorry?
Who did you say you kind of faded out? I couldn't hear you. I'm sure my listeners couldn't either. Who did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. The artist that I got my first start with was Leanne Rimes. She was a young country artist. She was 13. She had a big record called How Do I Live, which was written by the iconic Diane Warren. And it was this beautiful country ballad, and it did really well. It peaked at number 2 on Billboard, so they were looking for guys who can turn it into a dance pop record. And I wasn't really a dance producer at the time, although I kind of had a knack for listening to things and kind of following them and figuring them out. So I ended up giving a dance remix that kind of exploded at radio across the nation. And I was still working a job. I was co-managing or assistant managing a restaurant in the food court, and then receiving the call that this mix that I had submitted was lighting up all the major phones in New York City on stations like KTU, which was like a legendary dance and mainstream station. So from there, that was it. It was the turning point for everything, and it was a record that nobody really wanted to work on.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you got your big break.
I am too.
Very glad.
Thanks.
Okay. Mr. Mix, what advice do you have for the youth?
I'm sorry?
What advice do you have for the youth?
Oh, for the youth. You know, my advice to the youth is, number one, to definitely be honest with yourself. I was honest with myself. I knew what my strengths, I knew what my weaknesses were. I never just, you know, took it for granted that my friends said I was great and my parents said I was great. I took every day, you know, one day and studied the industry, studied the music that was out there, and really tried my best every day to be better and better and better at what I did. That's my first piece of advice. Be honest with yourself and to know where you lie at that period in time, and to kind of admit when you need to strengthen yourself or, you know, work on certain aspects of who you are as an artist or producer. And then also, number 2, and these are in no particular order, would be to really, really value relationships. Relationships in this world in general are really the thing that makes successful people successful. It's not about talent. There's a lot of talent out there. There are millions of people that are, you know, just as good as any one of us who might have some talent or a gift. But it's how they handle that talent, and it's how they build those relationships along the way. Friends will do anything for friends, and that is a very important piece of advice that I can give to anyone coming up. Never be too proud and be humble, and, you know, when you make friends with somebody, always try to keep them as your friend. So those are my two most important pieces of advice.
Okay. On my chat box, they just asked me, are you single? They just asked me on the chat box, are you single? Three people.
Am I single?
I would say,
I mean, I know that's not a music-related question, but I actually am single. I wasn't for quite a while, but I am right now. I've been concentrating on the career, and it's not like I'm not, you know, hoping that one day this great person comes along in my life to compliment me. But as for now, I am single.
Okay. All right. I guess that's going to end it for our interview. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Listeners, I thank you for calling in. Mr. Mix?
Yes.
Mr. Mix?
Thank you so much for having me on
the show,
Angela.
Yes, sir. You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome.
And good luck with everything.
I ask that you come back.
I'm sorry?
I ask that you come back on the show one day when you have time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. You've been a wonderful guest.
And do you have, like, my Facebook and my Twitter information for everybody if they want to ask me questions or,
okay.
I'm always open.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and give your information.
Okay, on Twitter, it's obviously the at symbol or the, what do they call that, the ampersand sign. It's Mr. MGTIGHT, which is MRMIGTIGHT, Mr. MGTIGHT. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/MRMIG, and the fan page is facebook.com/MRMIGmusic, Mr. MGMusic.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry for not asking you that earlier.
That's okay.
Okay. So now all your fans and listeners know how to get in touch with you on Twitter or either Facebook.
Awesome.
So, is
awesome.
There anything
well, I look
else
forward
you'd
to
like to say to the listening audience?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good afternoon. Listeners, we've had with us tonight Mr. Steven. He's worked with Beyonce, Lady Gaga, as you heard, and he's also worked with Leanne Rimes and lots of other people, and I'm happy to have had him as a guest. And I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Let's not forget Butterfly Cosmetics, owned by April Holt Smith. She can be reached at www.butterflycosmetics.com. Let's not get Reginald and Lewis and Terry Wicker, the owners of Urban Spice Magazine. Don't forget to cater to that Urban Spice Magazine that's online. It's www.urbanspicemag.com. Let's not forget Demetrius Stewart. Demetrius Stewart is the CEO of Atlanta Ambition Online Magazine. That's www.ambitionmagazine.com. Let's not forget... Mr. Clyde Anderson of Camp Penny. I didn't have a chance to play his commercial, but let's not forget him. Let's not forget cater to Camp Penny. And listeners, let's not forget Conti Contino.